Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I did not get to watch your new pitcher last night because by the time I got home and settled in and turned on the game, he was already out. So I don't know if he was any good or not.
Wasn't bad. He gave up less than two home runs. So. Well,
yeah, there you go. But he only made it three in the third.
Big deal.
But it was also, it's Coors Field. You're throwing a guy out there first time against a pretty good lineup in a place where the ball is going to jump. Yuli had himself a game.
Yeah, very nice. Been balling out lately. Guys hitting the ball.
You were lamenting your boy Miles Straw not being
in the lineup.
I like that guy. I really do.
Yeah.
To me, he's kind of like Tony Kemp was. Like, nobody talks about Tony Kemp, and Tony Kemp comes up and plays really well. Miles Straw was not a guy you were hearing about before last year. You hear all the Kyle Tucker stuff and things like that, but you weren't hearing about Miles Straw. And then the guy comes up, and you see he's so fast, and he makes contact. I mean, I like a guy like that.
Yeah.
And, that's a good weapon. I hope they can keep him around because, that's a guy, like, tight playoff game. You pinch run late, that's a guy who can get you a run.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We are back on the Blitz. 6:05, the last hour before we celebrate America's birthday. Thoughts and prayers to anyone listening from England who has to work tomorrow. That sucks for you.
I have a lot of English friends and
be better at war.
We tend to... We have a little fun with Independence Day. They're good-natured people.
There you go.
They really are. They can dish it out and they can take it. So, 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page if you want to do that. Send a message. Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also get on the Twitch channel and comment there. So, apparently the family has requested that the autopsy results not be made public. That's not a good sign. Somebody asked, when will you touch on Lance going crazy this morning? I think we already did.
Yeah, I don't know how much audio we have from the actual event, but...
Yeah, I heard Joel and Barry play some of it. It was pretty funny.
I got that part.
Okay. You got it? Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Have them all call.
He's suing this guy. He's suing that guy.
It's a picture. It's a picture. Dirty bitches.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
F to H, dirty bitches. No, you don't have to drop it. You don't have to drop it. You don't have to dump it. Don't dump it.
Man.
No, he didn't have to dump it.
No. I think he's saying S the H. I think the H is the hole.
Yeah, apparently the hole is a big thing on that show.
I don't know what hole he's talking about.
Ear hole?
But he wants you to suck it.
I thought it was an F. It sounded more like an F to me than an S.
I mean, I don't know Lance that well. I think Lance, I don't think he would tell people to F the H.
I don't think he would, but he was pretty worked up, so it could have come out that way.
Yeah.
Because it might have started out as an F-U, and then it...
And listen, Lance, if you're wanting people to F the H, I'm not judging you.
No, that's your prerogative.
Yeah, your life, man. Love is love. Love wins. Mm. But it would just be surprising to me that Lance would be into that.
Yeah, well, he spends a lot of time looking at film of young men. There's that.
That's true.
Hugh tells us, what are the odds Fred Fowler remembers Bonus Burger and Lamarck? Yes, Bonus Burger. We didn't have much to choose from. There was that, and there was a little place called Leo's. That was it. But that's the cool thing about living here. There's so many great restaurants in the city. And I think Hoffman is probably personally responsible for the growth of the barbecue market in the city by making fun of it for when he got here.
It was a disaster.
It was. We said that all along. It's like, man, there's...
And when I moved here, all the barbecue in town looked like Lance cooked it.
Oh. That was AJ Hoffman. I want to make that clear.
No, that's a tweet. Someone sent that tweet.
Oh, okay.
No, I can't find the name of who sent it.
Yeah, it's AJ is the real. Oh, man. Somebody asking... how much longer you guys think you're going to do the show since it's been 10 years. I don't know, man. It's still fun. And I go back. I always think about Mike and Mike and how long they did it and how they couldn't stand each other at the end, apparently. And what have either one of those guys done since they broke that up?
Hey, nobody watches
Greenberg show.
I mean, I guess Golic and Wingo is fine. You'll hear it
tomorrow.
Tomorrow and Friday. Although Golic and Wingo, I doubt they're working on the 4th.
Yeah, it's probably
going to be some other jokers filling in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, listen, they're both getting paid.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tepper always warned me. He said, listen, and, you know, Fred and I have had our ups and downs where we were frustrated with each other. And Tepper always told me the same thing. It's very difficult to put together a successful show. And if you've got it,
don't bleep with
try it. To make it work.
Yeah.
You know, so
it really hasn't been that hard. I mean, I think for the most part, I realize what AJ brings to the table. I don't. And maybe it's because I'm just the older I get, the more mellow I get about almost everything. Like, stuff doesn't bother me that much anymore. It's like it's like telling the story of the poker thing. I mean, in the old days, if I'd taken that kind of beat, I would have gone nuts.
Yeah,
I would have been a total a-hole. And I didn't, you know, I just rolled with it. But I think part of it is. I don't need my ego fed. I don't really care. As long as the show's successful and we keep doing what we're doing and having fun, I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
I'm looking. My deal is up, but David and I have pretty much he likes to call it a blood oath. We pretty much got it worked out to what I'm going to do next year. But I've had some other opportunities come up in the last month, and it's just easy to say no because this is fun. When it stops being fun you know, God, 20 years ago, there's no way I could have done a show with somebody for 10 years. I had a temper. I could be an a-hole. You know, you mature a little bit as you get older. That's why I don't get too mad at people for doing stuff in their 20s and 30s, because guess what? I was a jerk too. Hell, 10 years ago, I was a jerk. But, I mean, sometimes you recognize that you got a good thing going. Don't bleep with it and just keep making it better. That's the one thing that I think we all try to do is what can we do better? What can we do to make the show better? And I think that's one reason why it's been successful is that we don't just sit here and roll up and say, oh, we're just going to do the same show we've always done.
Yeah.
Because that would get boring for us too.
Yeah.
And you know, there's always good topics. There's always fun stuff to do. Does that count? That was pretty damn weak.
I'm not looking for credit on that.
So, I don't know if you saw this story, but this is for you guys who want to get back at your girlfriend. And maybe she does something to tick you off. It's going to happen, right? Aaron, pay attention to this, because if your wife does something to make you mad, instead of, you know, bitching at her or trying to work it out like adults, here's what you should do.
Do I need to get my notebook out for this?
Yeah. Put this in your notebook. Take pictures that you have of both of you. Photoshop her forehead to make it look really big and tweet that out. Because that's what this guy does. And it's not flattering. Now, I'm not sure with a normal forehead it would be that flattering. But apparently he's got several photos, and whenever she makes him mad, he just Photoshops it and sends it out. And it makes her look pretty gross. I don't know if you've seen this, but that's a big forehead.
That is a big forehead. It makes her look like Rocky Dennis.
Yeah, and the normal one, she looks semi-normal. But Aaron, I think you should do that. Just go get some of your wedding photos or something like that, and then just Photoshop the forehead. And the next time she does something to make you mad, just tweet it out.
I'm so bad with Photoshop. By the time I'm done with it, I wouldn't be mad anymore.
That's true.
Yeah. It would take me hours just to do that simple task.
Yeah, well, but if you set them up ahead of time, that's what you do. And then when she makes you mad, you tweet it out.
So do the prep work.
Yeah. Just always plan ahead. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Down. I need something to lift me up.
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody says Walton and Johnson were together for 30 years.
That's wild. I don't think we'll make it that far.
No, no. And Dean and Raj have made it 20 years. They're still going, right?
Yep.
And actually, I met Raj a couple times. When I lived on this side of town, I used to hang out at Nick's, and then I ran into him at Sam's Boat a couple times. And this is when I was first getting started in radio. He was extremely helpful and complimentary, you know, for a guy who had that kind of success. So haven't seen him in a while, but really enjoyed hanging out with him, and he was really cool to me. So
well, the only reason Walton and Johnson ended is Steve Johnson died. Passed away on Monday night.
That was this Monday?
John Walton, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, I missed that. R.I.P. Man, 30 years. I don't have 20 years left in me, I don't think. Not in terms of being alive. So
they did their first show in 1983.
Oh, I was born in 1980.
I was graduating high school when they did their first show.
36 years?
Wow.
Dude, that's crazy.
I think realistically, I've got 3 more years after this one. And then after that, I think I'm done. But
With life?
With radio.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I have one last career move left in me, but I'm not ready for it to be now. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I'll tell you this. I've had a bunch of people reach out about helping launch websites now because of the success we've had with SportsMap. I got no interest in that. And I've been pretty fortunate that I've now spearheaded 2 pretty successful websites. But I did that because it was good for Gal Media.
Yeah.
And I don't know that there's enough money to have me go through that again. Especially since, you know, we're in a really good spot with this website. And it's
well, and you're already a rich now.
Well, I'm not a rich. I could, you know, there is a number out there that would make me do it. But it's not a small one, and I don't know that there's enough profit for somebody to pay me as much as it would take. And yeah, I'm just not interested in it. Just want to keep doing radio, play some more poker tournaments. That's going to be my new challenge.
Good move.
And just, you know, keep the website going where it's going. Get the next novel worked on. And I was telling a friend of mine the other day, everything's going so great that sometimes just appreciate it and keep trying to make it better as opposed to, oh, let's go do something else. Why?
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, man, this is one of those stories that this is what happens when gambling starts becoming mainstream. Like all these traditional websites write these stories about how much a sports book is going to lose and all this. And
well, I know everything now.
They think they do. Like, so Pro Football Talk has a story that says the Westgate stands to lose $100,000 if Mitch Trubisky wins the MVP because they opened with him at 200-1, which I got to tell you, I would have taken some action on that at 200-1.
I would too.
And he's now 50.
Okay. But that what you said, they're set to lose this much. That's an ignorant thing to say.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's like saying no one else was made available as MVP. Like there were no odds on anyone else. Right.
So here's how they phrase it: Jay Cornegay of the Westgate said the bets came in quickly when they listed Trubisky at 200-1, and the book will likely lose more than $100,000 on its MVP betting for the 2019 season. If Trubisky ends up winning it,
that's so dumb.
Not only is it dumb, it's July the 3rd.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot more bets coming in. But,
I mean, are they, when they open it a number like that, if he's an MVP candidate at the end, they're probably hoping that guy doesn't win. but they're not going to lose money on that prop.
No.
Because how much money did they get on Tom Brady to win? How much did they get on Drew Brees? Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Deshaun Watson. They took all that money, too. They didn't take way more money on Mitch Trubisky than those guys. I can guarantee you that.
I hate sportsbook whining.
Yeah, I never feel bad for bookies.
No, and when they get like that guy who beat him with the Blues, I'm all for that. But I do object to so-called traditional websites taking this stuff at face value and running with it. It's just it shows a total lack of knowledge. And so this one's on Pro Football Talk, posted by Michael David Smith, who I don't know who that is, but
shame.
Maybe it's just from all our years of dealing with RJ. It's you know, that kind of stuff. Maybe I wouldn't have thought twice about before, but now I see it and it's just like, what the hell? Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, you're going to see a lot more of it now that it's becoming more mainstream.
Well, and as far as the sports book goes, it benefits them to put crap like that out there because it makes it look like people win.
Right.
So, I mean, just be careful what you read about this stuff. There's going to be a lot of, I don't want to say misinformation, just inaccurate information out there.
Don't be a dummy.
713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. All right, we're going to take a break. A few more sportsy/non-sportsy things. Only have two segments left, man.
That's it, yeah. Los Astros. It's basically the same lineup as last night, except Tyler White in the lineup instead of Miles Straw.
I'm against that.
I really am. I don't get why they keep running that dude out there. But, yeah. All right, enjoy your 0 for 4, Tyler White.
And what? No, he'll be 0 for 3 with a walk.
Meanwhile, Miles Straw hitting 300, just over here riding pine.
0 for 3 with a walk, and he'll be part of a double play. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So, George R.R. Martin was asked about the spinoffs of Game of Thrones. He doesn't think they're going to be as successful as Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no duh.
It's kind of that's one of those no bleep headlines, right? A Better Call Saul might be one of the best spinoffs of any show. It's never going to be more successful than Breaking Bad. And come on, man. So the series is going to be called The Long Night. And it looks like 2020 is when it'll be out. According to HBO, the series chronicles the world's descent from the golden age of heroes into its darkest hour. From the horrifying secrets of Westeros' history to the true origin of the White Walkers, the mysteries of the East to the Starks of legend, only one thing is for sure. It's not the story we think we know. I don't really know any of the story, so I don't know what I think. So, 2020 for that, if you're jonesing. And this was kind of funny because most of the time actors won't talk about crap movies that they've been in. They just kind of ignore them. I think Ryan Reynolds has been pretty good at making fun of Green Lantern. But Sylvester Stallone has an Escape Plan 3 coming out.
I've never even heard of Escape Plan 1 or 2.
Well, Escape Plan 1 was actually kind of cool. Escape Plan 2, I never saw. But apparently, Stallone came out and said, Escape Plan 2 was truly the most horribly produced film I've ever had the misfortune to be in. But this new film was made in an extraordinarily short amount of time. And basically, he likes the new one. But he came out and said the second one was one of the... Now, if you're out promoting three, do you really want to go out and say...
How crappy two was?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe he's saying, listen, we learned our lesson. We knew that two sucked. So, we did better.
Well, Escape Plan 2 came out in 2018.
Does that ever happen that there's an original and then a bad sequel, and then there's a third one that is better than the bad sequel?
They tend to go worse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe
like there's some horror movies that have improved over time.
Yeah, but there's always like eight or nine of those. But yeah. If we're just talking about...
1, 2, 3?
Yeah. It's pretty rare to me. Like there were a couple of the Fast and Furiouses that were better later on, but yeah, I don't know, man. They tend to go downhill. But I was looking at his filmography, and if that's the worst thing he's ever done, he was in Zookeeper.
I've never seen that either.
He was in Spy Kids 3.
My kid loves Spy Kids. My little kid.
He was in something called Detox.
Never heard of it.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Ooh. That's an unfortunate movie that I actually liked when I was a kid. And then I watched at a later date. Not good.
Rhinestone. He was in that. Now, to be fair, he's made some pretty good movies. I mean, the Rocky movies, with the exception of the one with Tommy Morrison. First Blood. I liked him in Demolition Man with him and Wesley Snipes. That was a good one. But, yeah, he's made some pretty bad movies.
Yeah.
And, but to come out and say that, I thought that was different.
Kudos to him. At least he's admitting when it wasn't good.
Jesse brings up a good point. Thor 3 was better than Thor 2.
That's true.
Yeah, that one. That's a fact. I think that was the best of the three.
Yeah.
Ragnarok?
Yep. Yeah, Thor 2 sucked.
Yeah, that was Dark World. That was just brutal.
Well, the same with the second Star Wars trilogy. One was meh.
Oh, one was awful.
I mean, it wasn't good. Two was worse, though.
Yeah.
And then the third one where...
That one was pretty
good. That was the best of the three.
Yeah.
But...
Because that really...
But it did improve on number two, so...
Yeah, that one would be better. Adrian says Iron Man 2 sucked, but 3 was better. I think Iron Man went downhill. Yep. The first one was by far the best. And then... Yeah, and really, the Avengers movies were kind of Iron Man movies. Now, those were better.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Wouldn't you say, if you're going to do Avengers, I thought... You know, first Avengers, good. I liked the second one, Age of Ultron, a lot more than other people did, but it wasn't, most people don't think it's as good as the first. But then you get into Infinity War and Endgame. Those are better, in my opinion. So, we'll see. I mean, there's not a lot of them. Most of the time, when you make a second one, it goes downhill, and then you make a third one, it goes further downhill. And that's life. Longhorn Dimitri says Rambo 4 was better than 2 or 3. I'm not sure I ever made it to Rambo 4.
Me neither.
In fact, I
don't know if I ever saw Rambo 2, to be honest.
I think I stopped at First Blood. So, because that was kind of a cool movie.
I think I did see First. What's the next one called?
Okay, so, well, no, the first one was, what was the first one called? Let's see. I thought it was First Blood. First Blood was the first one. And then there was Rambo First Blood Part 2. Then there was Rambo 3.
Okay, yeah.
And then 2008, Rambo. And now 2019, Rambo Last Blood.
No, I haven't. I've only seen the first Rambo.
Yeah, First Blood. That's...
And why would there be a movie called First Blood 2?
Because technically it's not the First Blood anymore, right?
Yeah.
It would be Second Blood? Or Third? Or Fourth? Yeah, but you know what? I found that I like him a lot when he's like, I thought in Guardians 2, just that kind of small role, that was a good fit for him.
Yeah,
and I like the guys that were action heroes back then are starting to do more of that, where, you know, like Costner was doing a lot of small roles like that, which I like. Yeah, good one from Longhorn Dimitri. Die Hard 2 sucked.
Die Hard with a Vengeance was better than Die Hard 2.
Yeah, much better. But then the one after that was...
Die Hard with a Vengeance may be the best of the first three, in my opinion.
I know there are people who would say that's a ridiculous comment.
But it's really not.
It isn't. And I just thought Samuel L. was great. And that one was fun. I'll agree with you on that one, that was the best of the group. Pretty rare, though.
Going back to the Army talk that we had today, I guess Jerome was texting Aaron and arguing with him about what I was saying. And he says, the Army enlists 70,000 a year by itself. The 40,000 bonus has been in effect for a couple of years. That's for really smart guys. We're able to get those kind of bonuses. We're talking about like door kickers, trigger pullers are now getting 40K. You've got to sign up for that job particularly to get that bonus. So it's not an 33,000 is it's, he's saying it's less than 700 people a state. That's nothing. I'm not talking about total enlistment. I'm talking about people who are willing to do that particular job, which is probably the least glamorous job. You got to get your hands dirty, but you get that dough, and you don't even need to have that good of an ASVAB score. It's like, oh, can you kick a door? Can you pull a trigger? If you can do those things, yeah, you're probably good enough.
All right.
I'd probably argue that it's a job that the general public respects more than the guy sitting behind a computer putting in coordinates and
no
stuff.
No doubt. But like when you're actually in, it doesn't matter. Like you don't feel any of that outside love. When you're in, you're just like, oh, this sucks.
409 says they're out here talking blasphemy on Die Hard. I told you it's not a popular opinion, but I happen to agree with it. I thought Die Hard with a Vengeance was the best of the group.
I'm with you.
Better than Die Hard.
And Die Hard's a good movie.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. And, you know, Adrian says, oh, hell no. Alan Rickman is Hans Gruber and Die Hard makes it better. Yeah, but you...
Samuel L. Jackson was in three.
Yeah, you had Samuel L. Jackson. And that part, I mean, just having him in there was made the movie better. But, you know, I'll just tell you, as villains go, Jeremy Irons pretty damn good, too. Well,
hey, you know what else is pretty good? Saving money on your hotels. Everybody likes to do that because we all travel. And, you know, when you travel, you don't want to go spend all your money on your fancy pants hotel. But you don't want to stay in a slum either. So what's the solution? Boom. BestHotelRates.com. Over 600,000 hotels they work with to get the best rates. And who do they pass those savings on to? You, Fred.
Yeah, not just me, but all of you guys, too. I'm not special. They'll take care of you. They've got top-notch customer service. It's going to back up your reservation. Your stay is safe and secure. And the name says it all, besthotelrates.com. If you got a trip planned, maybe you want to get away for the weekend, maybe it's last minute, they're still going to take care of you. Just go to besthotelrates.com and start planning your next trip today. It's all in the name, besthotelrates.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, if you own your home, listen up. Grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS about to deliver big savings on your home policy, and you're not even have to deal with an agent. 15 seconds. That's what we're talking. They built a new system. They give you a firm quote over the phone using nothing but your address, and you're going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone. Text the word money. You don't have to make a phone call. Just text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Send that back. Full quote, excellent coverage within 15 seconds. These are real savings, guys. Over $870 the average customer from 2019 is saving. And you don't need to wait till your renewal. They're going to take care of all the back end, all the paperwork. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving today.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. No show tomorrow. We will be back on Friday. Aaron, could I make a small request? Could you do something other than like 8-point type for the deaths when you print them out?
Yeah, I'll up it.
I'm an old... 12-point would be fine, even 10.
I was trying to fit in. I had a lot that I had to delete.
I get it. You can go front and back on it if you want. I'm fine with that. I just need to be able to read it. So, okay. All right, so we'll start with the deaths, the ones that I can read. Start with Walter Matthau, July 1st, 2000. Odd Couple and Bad News Bears, the original. Says dies at 7. I'm certain he was older than 7. I'm just going to point that out.
I'm guessing that as well.
Jack Lemmon in 2001. Dead at 76. Pretty good run. 2012, Andy Griffith. My dad used to love watching the Andy Griffith Show when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Young Ron Howard. 86 years old. That's a good run.
That is a good run for Andy.
For
a lawman.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, small town.
Yeah.
Joe Jackson,
Shoeless Joe. No, I don't think that is Shoeless Joe.
No, that is Joe.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not.
No, I don't know who the hell that is then. Why is he on the list?
He was Michael Jackson's father.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Well, he died at 89.
Yeah. Not shoeless.
No. He probably had shoes.
Made
and
a bunch of money off
probably,
of kids.
Yeah, and probably didn't have little kids coming over to his place.
Yeah.
Sports figures, 1981 Terry Fox, which is a... really inspiring story. Died at 22 of cancer. He was trying to run across Canada with one leg, basically, and died during the journey. And that's why we do the Terry Fox Run every year, which I'm a big supporter of. Pat Summitt, who at one time was Pat Head Summitt, as I recall. Dead at 61. Reached the summit of life at that point.
Good one.
1836, James Madison, the fourth U.S. president, dead at 85.
Husband of Dolly Madison.
That was... I thought that was her
Maker
father.
Maker of fine treats.
Or was it Dolly Parton?
I don't know.
Franz Ferdinand, Archduke of Austria, also a band, dead in 1914. Let's see. Lee Iacocca died at 94 this week. 1961, Ernest Hemingway killed himself at 61 years old. I was a big Hemingway fan. I loved his writing style, loved his work. Who kills himself at 61?
I don't know. You've made it that far.
To me, you get over 45, there's no point. You know, you've made it pretty far at that point. You don't kill yourself at 61. 1882, Charles Guiteau, who killed James A. Garfield, was hanged at the age of 40. All right. Trigger, Roy Rogers' horse, died at 25 in 1965. Let's get on to the best deaths. We start off. 1566, Nostradamus, dead at the age of 62, reportedly predicted the year that someone would try to steal his skull from his grave. So I'm guessing he knew when he was going to die. That would kind of suck.
Yeah.
But if you go back and read up on Nostradamus, what if he was really an ancient alien placed here on Earth that knew all the events that were coming
up? You've got to quit talking about ancient aliens. I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, ancient astronaut theorists believe no. Okay. Jim Morrison, 1971, dead at 27. Not a good run. 1997, Jimmy Stewart, dead at 89. It wasn't a wonderful life. It was a wonderful death. Marlon Brando, 2004, dead at 80. He ballooned up nicely at the end.
Yes, he did.
Buddy Ryan, dead at 85 in 2016. All right, here's your porn stars. 2005, Yumika Hayashi, Japan's original adult video queen.
Murdered by a pimp?
Chokes on her own vomit in her sleep after a night of heavy drinking.
Close one.
Could have choked on the pimp. But 1995, Alex Jordan, no relation to Alex Morgan.
Oh.
1995, July 2nd, Alex Jordan.
Drug overdose.
You know what? I'm going to go with correct. Self-inflicted asphyxiation by hanging induced by drug abuse.
Yeah.
So, all right. And finally, Lauren Bryce, July 3rd, 2015, died from at the age of 52.
Ooh.
That's a pretty good run for a porn star.
Yeah. Brain aneurysm.
Liver failure.
Boom.
So close. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We hope everybody has an awesome...
Was she still active?
It doesn't say here.
Boy, I hope not.
I kind of hope she was, man. I'd like to see some, like see some 52-year-old... Yeah, that's some good stuff for me. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Everybody have an awesome 4th. We'll see you guys back here on Friday. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. That was okay today. We'll do it again Friday. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
Who more than self? Yeah, country loved.